Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 4, Avanti Lila, Sanatana Goswami Visits the Lord in Jagannath Puri. This is part of text 145, and then we'll continue reading to text 146 and onward. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Haridas and Sanatana Goswami. Haridas Thakur offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord embraced him in ecstatic love. Sanatana Goswami offered his obeisances and dandavats from a distant place. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him again and again to embrace him. Out of fear of committing offenses, Sanatana Goswami did not come forward to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord, however, went forward to meet him. Sanatana Goswami backed away, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught him by force and embraced him. The Lord took them both with him and sat down in a sacred place. Then Sanatana Goswami, who was advanced in renunciation, began to speak. "I came here for my benefit," he said. "But I see that I'm getting just the opposite. I am unfit to render service. I simply commit offenses day after day. By nature, I am lowborn. I am a contaminated reservoir of sinful activities. If you touch me, sir, that will be a great offense on my part. Moreover, blood is running from infected, itching sores on my body, smearing your body with moisture, but still you touch me by force. My dear sir, you do not even have a pinch of aversion to touching my body, which is in a horrible condition. Because of this offense, everything auspicious will be vanquished for me. Therefore, I see that I will get nothing auspicious by staying here. Kindly give me orders allowing me to return to Vrindavan after the Rathayatra festival. I have consulted Jagannanda Pandit for his opinion, and he has also advised me to return to Vrindavan." Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in an angry mood, began to chastise Jagannanda Pandit. "Jagga is only a new boy, but he has become so proud that he thinks himself competent to advise a person like you. In affairs of spiritual advancement, and even in ordinary dealings, you are on the level of his spiritual master. Yet, not knowing his own value, he dares to advise you. My dear Sanatan, you are on the level of my advisor, for you are an authorized person. But Jagga wants to advise you. This is but the impudence of a naughty boy." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus chastising Jagannanda Pandit, Sanatana Goswami fell at the Lord's feet and said, "I can now understand the fortunate position of Jagannanda. I can also understand my misfortune. No one in this world is as fortunate as Jagannanda. Sir, you are making Jagannanda drink the nectar of affectionate relationships, whereas by offering me honorable prayers, you are making me drink the bitter juice of neem and nishinda. It is my misfortune that you have not accepted me as one of your intimate relations, but you are the completely independent personality of Godhead." Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat ashamed. And just to satisfy Sanatana Goswami, he spoke the following words. "My dear Sanatana, please do not think that Jagannanda is more dear to me than you. However, I cannot tolerate transgressions of the standard etiquette. You are an experienced authority in the Shastra, whereas Jagga is just like a young boy. You have the power to convince even me. in many places. You have already convinced me about ordinary behavior and devotional service. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Ramakeli on the way to Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami suggested that he not go, Mahaprabhu not go with such a large following, wants to go to Vrindavan in an internal mood and alone. And Mahaprabhu accepted that and didn't go to Vrindavan at that time, but returned to Jagannath Puri. So Mahaprabhu is referring to that incident where Sanatana Goswami advised the Lord, and the Lord accepted his advice. Mahaprabhu continues speaking. Jagga's advising you is intolerable for me, therefore I am chastising him. I offer you praise because I think of you as being, not because I think of you as being outside an intimate relationship with me, but because you are actually so qualified that one is forced to praise your qualities. Although one has affection for many persons, different types of ecstatic love awaken according to the nature of one's personal relationships. You consider your body dangerous and awful, but I think your body is like nectar. Actually, your body is transcendental, never material. You are thinking of it, however, in terms of material conception. Even if your body were material, I still could not neglect it, for the material body should be considered neither good nor bad. So here, Mahaprabhu was changing his argument with it, even if, before he said, your body is just different types of relationships, and you're so qualified, and your body is transcendental, not material. And here he begins again with a different mood. Even if your body were material, I could not neglect it, for the material body should be considered neither good nor bad. Prabhupada says in his purport, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, since you are a Vaishnava, your body is spiritual, not material. Therefore, you should not consider this body to be subjected to superior or inferior qualities. Moreover, I am a sannyasi, therefore, even if your body were material, a sannyasi should see no distinction between a good body and a bad body. In his purport to the previous verse in 173, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the body of a pure devotee being transcendental. He says, a pure devotee engaged in the service of Lord Krishna, this is, he's citing the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A pure devotee engaged in the service of Lord Krishna has no desire for his personal sense gratification, and thus he never accepts anything for that purpose. He desires only the happiness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And because of his ecstatic love for Krishna, he acts in various ways. Then he compares that mood to that of a non-devotee. Karmis think that the material body is an instrument for material enjoyment, and that is why they work extremely hard. A devotee, however, has no such desires. A devotee always engages wholeheartedly in the service of the Lord, forgetting about bodily conceptions and bodily activities. The body of a karmi is called material because the karmi, being too absorbed in material activities, is always eager to enjoy material facilities. But the body of a devotee who tries his best to work very hard for the satisfaction of Krishna by fully engaging in the Lord's service must be accepted as transcendental. Whereas karmis are interested only in the personal satisfaction of their senses, devotees work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one who cannot distinguish between devotion and ordinary karma may mistakenly consider the body of a pure devotee material. One who knows does not commit such a mistake. Non-devotees who consider devotional activities and ordinary material activities to be on the same level are offenders to the chanting of the transcendental holy names of the Lord. That's the Mayavadis, who think that the Supreme Lord is acting in the mode of is Brahman acting in the mode of goodness, and that devotional service is also in the modes of material nature. And yeah, so it's an offense. On the other hand, those who know this, those known as the Sahajiyas, foolishly think that their material bodies are transcendental, another type of a misconception. They think that their own bodies are transcendental, and therefore they want to enjoy transcendental experiences with material bodies. Because of this, they're always bereft of the association of pure devotees, and thus they cannot behave like Vaishnavas. So we will continue with Mahaprabhu's further explanation, Desanatha Goswami. Even if your body were material, I still could not neglect it, for the material body should be considered neither good nor bad. Anything not conceived in relationship to Krishna should be understood to be illusion, maya. This is a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, 28th chapter, Uddhava Gita, fourth verse. None of the illusions uttered by the words or conceived of in the mind are factual, because illusion is not factual. There is no distinction between what we think is good and what we think is bad. When we speak of the absolute truth, such speculations do not apply. In the material world, conceptions of good and bad are all mental speculations. Therefore, saying this is good and this is bad is all a mistake. And then Mahaprabhu quotes Bhagavad Gita 5:18. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned brahmana, a learned and gentle brahmana, cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. One who is fully satisfied, and then quoting from Bhagavad Gita 6:8, one who is fully satisfied in knowledge obtained and practically applied in life, who is always determined and fixed in his spiritual position, who completely controls his senses, and who sees pebbles, stone, and gold on the same level, is understood to be a perfect yogi. And since I am in the renounced order, Mahaprabhu says, my duty is to make no distinction, but instead be equipoised. My knowledge must be equally disposed towards sandalwood pulp and dirty mud. For this reason, I cannot reject you, he says to Sanatana Goswami. If I hated you, I would deviate from my occupational duty. And Haridas replied to these statements of Mahaprabhu in this way, my dear Lord, what you have spoken deals with external formalities. I do not accept it. In other words, he's saying, I do not accept this is why you are dealing with Sanatana Goswami in this way. My Lord, he says, we are all fallen. You have accepted us due to your attribute of being merciful to the fallen. This is well known all over the world. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, listen, Haridas and Sanatana, now I am speaking the truth about how my mind is attached to you. My dear Haridas and Sanatana, I think of you as my little boys, to be maintained by me. The maintainer never takes seriously any faults of the maintained. I always think of myself as deserving no respect, but because of affection, I always consider you to be like my little children. And when a child passes stool and urine that touches the body of the mother never hates the child. On the contrary, she takes much pleasure in cleansing him. The stool and urine of the maintained child appears like sandalwood pulp to the mother. Similarly, when the foul moisture oozing from the itches of Sanatana touches my body, I have no hatred for him. Haridas Thakur said, my dear sir, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are most merciful towards us. No one can understand is what is within your deeply affectionate heart. You embrace the leper Vasudev, whose body was fully infected by worms. You are so kind that in spite of his condition, you embraced him. And by embracing him, you made his body as beautiful as that of Cupid. We cannot understand the waves of your mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's going to reply, but we'll end here. But notice that when he embraced Vasudeva, his body became completely cured of his leprosy. But yet when he embraced Sanatana Goswami, he didn't. Very mysterious. Mahaprabhu is going to continue speaking, and we shall hear that his words later. Hare Krishna.